The injury bug took a bite out of the Okotoks Oilers on the weekend. On the heels of a four-game winning streak, Okotoks, 7-5-0, dropped a pair of home games on consecutive nights to the Drumheller Dragons and Camrose Kodiaks, skating with just 10 forwards in the latter match with 5 forwards and 1 defenseman out of the lineup. "It's been super tiring, but somehow we've just got to find a way to push through," said Oilers rookie forward Brody Spencer-Haugh, from Foothills County. "Unfortunately, we didn't do it this week, but hopefully with a week of practice we can get back on our feet." The Kodiaks outlasted the Oilers 3-2 in the weekend finale, October 16 at Payson Centennial Arena. The Oilers were missing a number of veterans with defenseman Riley Bodnarchuk, forwards Brendan Boyle, Carter Massier and Ethan Jamernick out of the lineup along with young centers Austin Reschany and Brett Huxley. "We've just got to grind it out and play our game, be smart on our changes and have smart shifts," said Oilers second-year forward Nolan Flint. "We played pretty well, against Camrose, we just didn't have very good starts and that's what killed us, but I thought we deserved better." Okotoks Oilers forward Nolan Flint fights off Camrose Kodiak Sam Schoenfeld at Payson Centennial Arena on October 16. Brent Calver, Western Wheel. The Kodiaks got the early jump, somewhat against the run of play, in the first period with Michael Loveson scoring twice in the frame. Okotoks charged back in the middle stanza with a pair of tallies from its depleted forward ranks. Affiliate player Jagger Tapper notched his first AJHL goal midway through the period with a low wrist shot off a feed from linemate Dean Spack. "We just kept believing, we thought we laid it on them pretty good at, even strength, in the first and just had to keep going," Flint added. "Once we got that first one by them, we knew we could go." Flint, from Beaver Lodge, evened the score less than 3 minutes later when he took a pass from Samuel Huck in front of goal and outwitted Kodiak's netminder Logan Wilcott before lifting a backhander into the corner of the net. "We had a good low cycle," Flint said. "And, Lane, Loomer got it up to Huck and he fed me a nice pass down low and just pulled it to my backhand." The Kodiaks added the only third-period marker on a seeing eye point shot from defenseman Graydon Gattas for what proved to be the game-winner. Okotoks Oilers forward Dean Spack takes a shot on the Camrose Kodiaks goal at Payson Centennial Arena on October 16. Brent Calver, Western Wheel. Okotoks got off to a rocky start to the weekend with a 6-1 defeat to the visiting Drumheller Dragons on October 15. Dragons forward Sam Samard, an Okotokian, and Carter Belitsky paced the offense with 2 goals each. Spencer-Haugh got some late-game consolation for the hosts with his first AJHL goal on a shorthanded breakaway beauty late in the second period. "That felt amazing, it took a little bit, took 10 games to get it so it was a little bit of a grind, but once I got it, that was the best feeling in the world," Spencer-Haugh said. "That was a weight lifted off my shoulders." The fleet-footed forward, one of 5 rookies up front, said he's getting more and more used to the flow of AJHL hockey as the team hits the dozen-game mark. "At the beginning of the season one was a little bit nervous," he said. "But as time has gone on I've gotten more comfortable and comfortable during the games and have been getting a little more ice time each and every game, which is awesome. I'm just going to keep pushing through." The Oilers continue their homestead this week with a pair of North Division foes making the trek south. The Lloydminster Bobcats are in town on October 22, followed by a visit from the Whitecourt Wolverines on October 23. Both games are 7 p.m. starts at Payson Centennial Arena. For more information go to okotoksoilers.ca.